Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. We are steaming into the middle of April 2010. It is Monday, the 12th day of April 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours today. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer is going to be joining us from Ireland via video Skype, coming up in the middle of the next hour for 30 minutes to talk about a host of issues, including last week's massacre videos that were released. Several have now been released. Jim Tucker, they believe they've discovered, and he's always been right in the past, the location. Some had thought it was going to be in England, but now it has been identified to be on the continent of Europe in Spain. And he's also got his Inside Bilderberg Group sources. We'll talk to him about what is on the agenda for Bilderberg 2010 in Spain. So that is coming up in the last hour with Jim Tucker of American Free Press. Okay. I have an unusual amount of news to cover today, and I'm going to attempt to cover it all. Yesterday, I said I would get into the president of Poland, Kaczynski, dying over the weekend with a large portion of the Polish leadership flying into Russia. But I have to be honest with you, he was enemies with the Russians. He was enemies now with NATO and with the EU. And if I had to dead reckoning and past evidence and a lot of other factors going in, probably foul play. Probably foul play. So we'll break down what happened with that coming up in the next segment. But the lesson to government is don't put the majority of your executive branch and the head of your central bank and others who've just said no to the European Union takeover of your country, don't put them all on one aircraft. And the aircraft was having technical difficulties coming in. It missed the runway 4 times. It was out of fuel and did an emergency landing. And that could have just been the case. Or they could have set up a mechanical malfunction. But because governments are so good at covering things up, we don't know what the truth is. They'd also been staging or trying to stage missile systems in Poland for NATO. Russia had reasons to want to get rid of the aircraft. And one of the twins that ran the country, his brother was the prime minister, the Kaczynski twins, big TV movie actors in Poland. So that is some of what is coming up today. Also, provocateurs openly announced plans to stage Tea Party violence and disruptions, this being different anarchist groups who always wear big communist red stars around their necks or red armbands. They're communists who call themselves anarchists and who call for leftist policies and big government. With anarchists like these, who needs the Sex Pistols? It's about as pro-anarchy as Mao Zedong. And we've got the media and the whole system really gearing up to stage events against the Tea Parties. And now they're saying, were Confederate soldiers terrorists? I'm going to get into this today. Also, CNN article equates Confederate soldiers to terrorists. Corporate media connects Atari members to the U.S. military. So that demonization is in full swing. That's coming up. I want to get into the attack on the Internet. It's now crystal clear how governments worldwide are going after the Internet and why they need to start shutting down the Internet as we know it. That is all coming up. We'll also get into Obama's move for the replacement of Stevens and Ginsburg. Big news on the Supreme Court front. Stay with us.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, let me launch straight into the news. There's a lot of it. Obviously, it's extremely important. Many different factors are converging right now with the establishment of world government and the growing resistance to it. Also, I want to get into unbelievable developments across the board with the states going into bankruptcy, the counties, the cities going into bankruptcy, as the taxes only go up and up, and as the services are cut. We are definitely being transformed into Mexico. We are definitely being transformed into Greece. We are definitely on the road to being totally taken over, like we've seen in, with hundreds of other countries in the last several centuries. This is economic warfare, toe-to-toe with the New World Order. And if we can't identify who is doing this, we have no hope of reversing this trend, but the people are beginning to wake up. I'm seeing mainstream news reports on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, talking about criminal activity by the central banks, discussing how they create money out of nothing, how they engineered the crisis. The media is now starting to admit, okay, you're not going to get free health care. This just cuts your care and basically raises your taxes. So as the public begins to learn just how serious this is, the mainstream media is being forced, not all the time, but at least a little bit, to admit what's going on or they'll lose all credibility. And I want to go into a story that I mentioned yesterday, but into more detail, what your TV is telling you to do. And I coined the term over a decade ago, propaganda placement. They have now coined a term for what they've been doing for a long time, behavior placement. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. And it dovetails with Comcast win over FCC reignites net neutrality debate. And also in England last week, digital economy bill, nine things you can't do anymore from CNET News, CNET UK. And CNET, of course, is part of CBS. So this is mainstream media admitting what's going on. And it basically says the end of free speech, the end of the Internet as we know it. And they're now moving to do the exact same thing here in the United States. So when I read these articles, this is from Executive Management Briefing. This is from CBS News. This is from Wall Street Journal. This is not Alex Jones saying all of this. This is the mainstream media admitting what's going on, but reporting it dryly like it's no big deal. And I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to read the quotes today, a transcript from Glenn Beck last week. Glenn Beck, net neutrality pits free speech against free press. And he runs a straw man operation here. Hundreds and hundreds of people have filed in the last month, and the public comment period where individuals can file, think tanks, law firms, universities, organizations, governments, corporations, hundreds and hundreds have filed. And it doesn't close until later in the month. But the 26th is the last day to be able to file. Glenn Beck went in and found one Marxist group that put a filing in and said it's a Marxist plan. Net neutrality is a Marxist plan. It's Marxist. That's abusing your listeners. That's treating your listeners and your viewers like morons. And that's why I can't stand Beck. I try to not watch him. I try to not listen. I try to not attack him. I just try to ignore it. But he is the leader. He's the biggest fish in the pond, posing as a patriot, and on every issue, he's for the value-added tax. And I got a call last night, and I went and checked it. Sure enough, last week he was saying he's against the value-added tax now. Obama's value-added tax. He has his own value-added tax he wants. Look, shutting down the Internet is not conservative or libertarian. Pushing value-added taxes is not conservative or libertarian. Calling for the expansion of the Patriot Act and the police state and new wars is not constitutional. All right, I'm not even going to go there yet. When I cover this, I will. A little bit, but I've basically already covered that facet. Here's the New York Times headline. Kaczynski, often a source of tension with EU. This was April 10th. One day before his airplane crashed, or actually the day it crashed. And it said, President Kaczynski, who died Saturday in a plane crash in Western Russia, rose from childhood fame as an actor to become president of Poland. He was 60. Half of an unusual tandem of power, Mr. Kaczynski was elected president in 05 from the Nationalist Conservative Law and Justice Party, led by his identical twin, whom he later appointed prime minister. Now, Kaczynski had called for putting missile systems and radar, NATO systems, in Poland. That had angered Russia. But separately, in the last 3 weeks, his entire government began to figure out that almost all the supermarkets that were small or Polish-owned have shut down. Most of the Polish factories have shut down. In just a few years, they've been part of the European Union. And that basically this was a system for the private central banks to prey on Poland like Greece. And Poland was next to be fully bankrupted and basically have all their tax money go to debt to the private banks like Nigeria or Greece or Argentina. And so they came out and began criticizing and said, we're going to devalue our currency. Now, generally, that's not a good thing, but that would have been good for their own domestic farming and industry and construction. because they really are an old world country next to a fully developed, high-tech, first world Western Europe, and they could not compete in this system, and having to have their currency tied to the euro as part of EU integration was clearly destroying their economy and very unpopular. And so it didn't matter that Kaczynski was a lapdog of NATO and the New World Order. As soon as he began to become a true nationalist and do some things that were good for this people, he's dead. And there was a major split forming between the Kaczynski twins and his government and NATO and the West. And I mean, here's the headline. Kaczynski often a source of tension within the EU. And one big EU nation like Poland breaking off and doing what Iceland has done the last month and saying no would bring down the euro. And that's actually what George Soros is saying in Reuters today. Well, that problem is solved because Kaczynski is dead. And it could have been a malfunction in the aircraft. It could have been an accident. I don't know. I want to get Tarpley on the next few days to get his take. It could have been NATO and the EU killing him. They did announce that they were going to kick the bankers out last week, and he's dead. 5 days later, he announced it last Monday. 5.5 days later, he's dead. Or it could have been the Russians. But why would they blow his plane up now when for the last 5 years he's been a thorn in their side and now he was beginning to get closer to Russia again? He was swinging back towards Russia. But Russia could have said, look, you've got almost the entire opposition to us from the Polish government on one airplane, over 100 government officials, or right at 100. It's 100 counting the crew. They're saying 80-plus officials. And we cannot miss this opportunity. And they plant a small bomb somewhere inside the aircraft to depressurize it or in fuel tanks. We don't know. But we do know the plane came in at an erratic, overdriven speed. It missed the runway 3 times. The pilot, it's confirmed, was dumping fuel. And the fact that NATO, the EU, and the Russians aren't releasing a lot of this information, we showed there was some type of malfunction. There was fog on the airfield, reportedly, though I saw video of 30 minutes after and saw no fog, but fog can dissipate quickly. Just like they said that with the senator from Minnesota, that there was supposedly fog and snow, but there wasn't. We know that guy was a big thorn in the side right when the war was kicking off. So all of this is going on, and in comes the aircraft and crashes. Now, I want to know why there isn't just a smoldering black hole in the ground. Because with Flight 93 in Pennsylvania, it's a hole in the ground and an engine 5 miles away. I want to know why it didn't disappear like Wile E. Coyote when he's swinging from cliff to cliff and he just disappears into a rock face with a silhouette etched into the side. I want to know why when they blew up the old Cowboys Irving Stadium, why they didn't just light it on fire with a Bic lighter and why it didn't just collapse. Clock runs out for the Cowboys legend. Thousands cheer, reflect as Irving icon crumbles into lore. Texas stadiums, Cowboys fabled home field, now rubble within a minute. We're going to pull some video of that up when we go live on TV and ask the question, why did it collapse into its own footprint? Why? Why didn't they just use the Bic lighter? Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane and it fell into its own footprint. How did this stadium fall into its own footprint? I mean, why did they need to use explosives? If you can just light something on fire, you just light a paper cup, put it up against a pillar, the whole stadium would fall down. Of course, it's asinine. But my gut tells me that NATO killed President Kaczynski. All right, when we come back, I will get into the incredible economic news as the states implode by design.
times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
They came and took it all away.
They came and took it all away. The names and the meadows, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job by the well connected. Your little protest. It was an inside joke, like it always is. Chocolate.
All right, we're back live. You know, I'm going to get into the economy in the next segment. I want to finish up with the death of the senior leadership of the ruling party in Poland Saturday in a plane crash. flying into Russia for a memorial of Stalinist purges. And I wanted to go back in time. Was Ron Brown assassinated? Remember, they were flying into Serbia back in 1997. Ron Brown had told reporters, if I go down, he said, I'm going to take the administration with me. And he had been involved as the head of the Commerce Department, Commerce Secretary, in the communist generals from China, corporations, the huge payoffs, communist generals being given government offices, being given government codes, just absolute sellout to the communist Chinese by Bill Clinton. Missile secrets, MIRV technology, so that when a ICBM launches from northern China and comes over the ice caps to hit the United States, that's the shortest route, when it comes back into the atmosphere, the nose cone pops open. Instead of firing one nuclear weapon at a city, it can fire as many as 20, or it can have 10 warheads and 10 dummies, so that even if you have anti-missile laser batteries, particle beam batteries, anti-missile missile batteries, missile-to-missile batteries, ground-to-air anti-missile systems, it doesn't matter. That's the type of stuff they sold out to the Chinese. The computer secrets, just everything. And Ron Brown was in a lot of trouble, and his aircraft blew up and crashed into mountains. And then it was reported that many of the bodies had bullet holes in them. That was actually in the New York Times and Wall Street Journal. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Steve Cogswell, a medical doctor, forensic pathologist, and deputy medical examiner with the Air Force Institute of Pathology, has released photos and x-rays which show 45 caliber wounds in the head of the bodies of Mr. Brown and others. So we have all of this unfolding, and the media then came out and said that the Air Force were conspiracy theorists. Now, how would you shoot people in the head on board an aircraft? Well, they have the HILO and the HELO and different systems where special forces are trained to kill everybody on board an aircraft, depressurize, blow the door, remote control the aircraft into a designated target, and jump out and fly down to the ground, basically, with their parachutes. This is the type of hit that went on. But people are like, well, why do they have bullet wounds in them? Why are they been shot up? And so something similar could have been done on board this aircraft. That's just one of the ways that they could have killed the Polish senior leadership. And it could have been an inside job from their own government, or it could have been pilot error and a malfunction. And so he missed the airfield four times in the fog, and on the fourth time came in and crashed and everybody was killed. But I'm basically done talking about that now, at least for now. We'll get Tarpley on to pop in for 30 minutes or so in the next few days to discuss that. If you hear any construction noise during the show, I've told them not to be held up by the fact that we're about 60, 70 yards away from where they're building. But it is part of the same complex, and you can actually hear them with huge drills putting metal pylons in for part of the construction. So if I sound distracted, I don't know if you can hear it, but we've been having this problem the last few weeks. The city and zoning and other issues and permits held us up for almost 6 months, but the studio is now rapidly being built and should be done in the next month and a half or so. So we're very, very excited about that. When we come back, the strange case of the naked body scanner protest contest. $15,000, three prizes, one for $10,000, another contest for $3,000, and a third contest for $2,000. I had been saying we've had past contests, and these have been incredible successes. Why have we only had a handful, maybe 10, 15 entries? Well, I got my answer last night when I became very suspicious that no entries were coming in. We discovered what happened. We'll tell you when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid,
many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The master hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
All right, we're back live. I'm going to get into the global economy, our national economy. The private central banks announcing, look, the $28 trillion we've stolen isn't enough the last year and a half. We want value-added taxes, sales taxes, green taxes on every facet of your life. And we're going to say who can have a business, who can have a factory, and who can't. This is a classical despotism that's being set up. Also get into the attacks on the internet and free speech, now taking very clear form and shape. Another name on President Obama's Supreme Court shortlist is Janet Napolitano, total police state thug. She wants naked body scanners. She wants the Patriot Act. She wants secret arrest and torture. She agrees with all the things that Bush's people did. And so now she is being empowered. We got Cass Sunstein, White House regulations are openly calling for an end to free speech, arresting people that criticize the government. He's on the list. No doubt about these tyranny-filled individuals and where they're going. Okay, so about a month ago, we launched the naked body scanner protest officially. And $10,000 for the best public protest And then you got to shoot video of that against the naked body scanners, or you could produce your own theatrical piece illustrating it, or your own cartoon, your own animated. The sky was the limit. You could do whatever you wanted. And then there was a second prize for $3,000 for the best poster contest against naked body scanners. And then, of course, you had to post those in public areas that were legal and lawful and videotape that and then post it to the web. That way the people see the posters you put up locally. Local news covers it. We're now getting news stations calling us from Shreveport, Louisiana, and other cities where these are popping up all over the place. Then the video you post to the web, people get the message. Then other people get the idea and see how powerful it is to leaflet and pamphlet their area on whatever political issue. We're educating the public how to take effective action at a guerrilla information warfare level. And then the third prize is $2,000 for the best video taking my past predictions and showing how it has come true. Because I don't have the staff, the money, the time to mark down all the predictions we've made, how accurate they've been. That's important to then show the uninitiated, those that weren't listening to the show a year ago or 5 years ago, who weren't listening and don't know that I predicted much of what's now happening. This is a way to show them that we know what we're talking about, and is a great way to inform people. I can't tell you how many folks told me they woke up because they were listening to my radio show in July and August leading up to 9/11 8 years ago. And I can't tell you how many people were watching my Access TV show, then it re-aired several times, where I predicted they would blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their CIA asset, Osama bin Laden. That woke a lot of people up, seeing me make that prediction and then seeing it actually happen. Now, we've had, I don't know, three other contests in the past. They have all been incredibly, wildly, unbelievably successful. The most successful was the Obama poster contest. We put out the posters, told people they should post them. This is a political idea to point out that Obama is a tyrant, not a saint, a jokerized image of Obama. Same thing was done with Bush, and we supported that. And the media started saying, this is racist, this is evil, this is bad, trying to demonize free speech. You can't be against government-run health care. You can't be against banker bailouts. You can't be against open borders. You can't be against anti-Second Amendment legislation. You're racist, trying to play the race card to create racial divisions and to divide the country against ourselves while the elite rule over us, divide and conquer, balkanization, the great game. And so we had the contest. What was it, $5,000 for the best video? Of people posting signs. It was on hundreds of TV stations, hundreds of newspapers in the U.S., in Japan, in England, in Mexico, in Brazil. I mean, it was just all over, a huge, gigantic, devastating success. Infowars.com got posted everywhere. Images of Obama as the Joker. And the media went from saying, we're going to arrest you if you do this, and is this terrorism, to just shutting up about it and saying, okay, it's your right to free speech. Because when they tried to oppress people and actually arrested a few people who were posting these in Florida and other areas, it blew up in their face. And everybody started going out and posting more of the signs, and they got smart and backed off. The establishment got smart and backed off because they knew this was turning into something mega huge, not just huge. So we've had our, I guess, fourth contest the last few years, $15,000 in prizes. You know, never had any type of contest with this much money on the line. And we literally probably got, I don't know, 15 entries. And then I was talking to Watson last week, and he said, Alex, I've got people sending me contest videos, because as the videos come in, we post them. As the flyers come in, we post them to create a snowball domino effect where other people see it and decide to join the contest. And we had nothing to promote. Well, an example of how computers are great, but computers can also give you a blind spot. We have spam software on our email system. So if it sees the same term over and over and over and over and over again, it begins to block it. Or if it has a term like naked in it, it's software we bought, and it's similar software that blocks Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, there's all these software packages. They sell governments. They sell corporations. They now want to install internet-wide in the U.S. England's now moving to do it. Italy's doing it. Australia's moving to do it. This shows you how easy they can curtail the web. I mean, on the average software, they've got thousands of terms. Now they're trying to add hundreds of thousands of terms. Because people put naked body scanner protest video contest entry in there, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of the contest videos went into the junk folder, went into the trash folder. And last night I was sitting here. It was the day after the contest closed, April 10th. It was April 11th, and I'm saying something is wrong. There's no way every one of our other contests has been a giant success, and we're not getting any entries. Normally, most of the entries come in the last 3 or 4 days. We went and looked in the junk folder that we didn't have access to. It was deeper in the system, and there were hundreds and hundreds of videos. Incredible videos. Amazing videos. Off the chart, powerful. Protests, demonstrations, groups of actors getting together, building whole airport sets. I salute you. I commend you. I thank you. Now, here's the problem. If I post, and we've been going through these since last night, we already have over 100, and there's hundreds more to go through. And I've got a limited staff. If we post, say, 30, 40 videos at a time, no one's going to watch them. They'll watch the first few, and they'll get a few 10,000 hits. If I had time every day to just post one of these, each one would get hundreds of thousands of views. That's the whole point of the contest, is to create a viral swell, a viral, but a good viral, stream of anti-naked body scanner videos to overturn this system and to teach people how to be political activists. So now I've got to, all this week, maybe into next week, dole out the videos. Dole them out, maybe 10, 15 a day, and then it's up to you to go up to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, grab the videos, post them on your site, get them out to everybody, because people put a lot of work into this so that it has the main effect. But thank God we discovered the problem. So I apologize that that happened, but that's just what goes on and happens when you're getting flooded with thousands of emails a day. But you live, you learn. And so, number one, I had said that we had to have your entry by the end of April 10th, or Saturday night. Had to be in. And I had also said that I would then judge them in the next 5 days and announce the winner on Thursday. I will not announce the winner this Thursday. I will announce it next Thursday. A, because I need to dole these videos out so they all get seen by people. Again, if I post 100 and something at one time, no one's going to watch but the top few. It's like giving people 20 books to read in one day. You can't do it. And it's a chore just to watch them, and they're so good. There's so many of them. So we're going to dole these out this week and through the first few days of next week. Every day you'll see videos and posters and the incredible work of our listeners posted in this contest. And that'll also give me more time to try to watch them all. I spent hours last night when I got home trying to watch them. I mean, there are just so many, and they're so good. And so we will announce the winner, not this Thursday, but next Thursday of the three contests, because we have to go through hundreds of videos. We would have had the last few weeks as they came in to watch them, but they were going into a computer black hole. Now we found them in the black hole. We found the pot of gold in the InfoWar, but now we need to not just go to the first bar we see with a pot of gold and just pour this down the gullets of the first people we see. We've got to make sure we don't squander this political gold. We've got to make sure it's deployed properly out there to the people. So I had been complaining the last few weeks about, I don't know why we're not getting any entries. I don't know why this is such a disaster. I don't know why the few entries we've gotten are not as good as what we've seen in the past. Some are pretty good. Well, now, let me tell you, this is a bigger success than anything we've ever done as far as the content goes, as far as the material goes. But it is the biggest failure we've ever had via deployment. But we're going to fix that now. And you're going to help us fix that. Because Kurt Nimmo in the next hour is going to post 10 or 15 entries. This doesn't mean these are the best entries or the worst entries. It just is the first 15 out of the 100 plus we've already plowed through since last night. We've got hundreds more to plow through. And so every day on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, right through the weekend, right through Tuesday, I've got to cut it off then. And then I'll pick the 10 I think are the best and repost those for extra attention. And I will announce the winners not this Thursday, but next Thursday for all three of the amazing contest entries. Okay, I just spent about 8 minutes on that, but it's very, very, very important. So I never doubted you. I mean, it was a real mystery. I'm like, why have the other contests been such raging successes? Why is this such a dud? It's not a dud. Not a dud. And I apologize, but it's really nobody's fault. It's just you live, you learn. And I commend everyone. And I just want to say incredible, incredible, incredible job. There's a whole bunch of them that are people with hidden cameras in the airports showing police abuse and harassment of citizens. There's videos where they set up naked body scanners on the side of the road, mock naked body scanners, and illustrate this to the public that they're coming to the streets near you. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I can't believe the quality of these. It's just so many good ones, so many great ones, so many amazing ones. So I thank you, I salute you, I appreciate you, and again, just amazing job. Okay, let's get into the economy now. Here's just a smattering of the articles in front of me. U.S. faces difficult tax choices. Bernanke says we must raise taxes or the economy will implode. So we're being held hostage. Here's another one. Klamath Falls may try four-day school week to save money. Seattle Times. All over the country, they're announcing public employees, government employees have to work 5 days a week but be paid for four. Police departments are laying off in many cities and counties. More than half their officers are sheriff's deputies. But the taxes only go up. See, this is what it's like to be a slave. This is tyranny. Everything goes to the bankers. Klamath Falls may try four-day school week to save money. CNN Money reports 33 states out of money to fund jobless benefits. Ohio officials tell residents to arm themselves amid police cuts. They've cut from 112 sheriff's deputies to 49 sheriff's deputies. A rise in violent crime evokes cities unruly past, New York Times. Total gun ban for the citizens in New York. Their crime rate just explodes. And their answer will be more cops to take more guns from innocent citizens. Greek bonds drop a seventh day. Bund spread widens on budget woes out of Bloomberg. Soros warns Europe of disintegration. But that's not as big a problem now. Poland isn't going to pull out of the euro because the president's dead. He announced last week they weren't going to go along with the euro and we're going to devalue their currency. That means getting out of the euro. And he went, bye-bye, Birdie. Bye-bye. Sure, it's just an accident, of course. World stocks drop as Greek debt crisis intensifies. Here's another one. Greece in market storm as debt fears hit fever pitch. That's French news agency. Here's another one. New York Times. Interest rates have nowhere to go but up. That's right. The bankers gave you all that, quote, free credit. Low credit. And now they're jacking the credit cards up, in many cases above 30%. They're jacking up all the other interest rates. But the bankers still get 0% money. And then when the government borrows it from the private banks out of nothing, The government then raises taxes on you, which further destroys the economy and makes more people go bankrupt and go on welfare, which further bankrupts the government. And as the states go bankrupt, they go deeper into debt to the federal government, itself in debt to the bankers, and we wake up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. The plan is going superbly. Superbly. And the Republican leadership won't tell you it's the bankers raping you and the Federal Reserve. The Democrats won't tell you that. They won't tell you the insurance companies are owned by the same private big eight banks. Really, it's big four, but there's a few other large ones. Six one way, half a dozen another. Let's just say the top global 15 banks. But in the U.S., it's really less than eight. And everything is going superbly right now. And, of course, they won't tell you that it's the insurance companies owned by the banks that just are going to force now 30-plus million Americans to buy their overpriced health care, and they get to cut the quality of the care and cut what the doctors are paid, so more doctors will leave, but it doesn't matter. Everything is going wonderful. Schenectady mayor considers options, martial law over police woes. Oh, we don't have police anymore. We'll just put the army on the streets. And we've been quietly conditioned all these years to have military on the streets.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared, and you can't live without Standbirds. Standbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready! Standbirds.com has a long list: ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories, books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies, holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list, so long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stambertz.com today and see for yourself. That's Stambertz.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stambertz.com, patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stambertz.com, hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole
The old familiar pain.
The old familiar sting.
Try to kill it.
Try to kill it all away.
But I remember.
But I remember everything.
We are back live.
What have
I'm going to get back into the economy and then open the phones up for your calls on any subject you wish to discuss. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I want to break down how this implosion of the economy is going to unfold and how it's been done in countless countries over and over again. This is a tried and trusted system of economic slash military domination. But it is now time for individuals out there to choose sides. You're a cop, you're in the military, you're a bureaucrat, you're a business owner, you're a school teacher. It's time to get smart. It's time to face the facts, get out of denial. World government's out in the open. It's all admitted. Tyranny's being set up. It's scientific. It's incremental. And whether, and I say this a lot, but I want it to really sink in. Whether you see yourself with the New World Order or not, in 99.99% of the time, you are targeted by the globalist as well. You are compartmentalized. You are brainwashed. You're downloaded through the media and the culture, a false paradigm. And then you play out your role in that niche. The New World Order is not good for you. And this is an incredible adventure we're living in right now. When the destiny of humanity is truly being charted and the choice is being made by all of us. That's a lot more important than basketball or Las Vegas or partying or acting cool. And, you know, people ask me constantly, they say, what's the biggest solution? What's the biggest solution? We talk about states' rights and we talk about sovereignty and we talk about suing corrupt government officials. But the biggest issue is education. People are now ready to be awakened. People now know something's wrong. They're ready to hear the truth. You see the indicators of that everywhere. And I always say my films are one of the best tools. I mean, how many of you were woken up by my films? How many people have you woken up with my documentaries? A film like Fall of the Republic is life and death. It shows you who the bankers are, how they're operating, what their master plan is, what they're currently doing, how they're criminal, and how to stop them. Somebody watches that 2-hour, 20-minute film, they understand the whole ball of wax. All the propaganda, all the brainwashing of their life, they're given the truth. Take Common Sense, put out by Thomas Paine. People don't really read anymore. And these videos, these documentaries, are the Common Sense pamphlets of 1774, 1775, 1776 in 2010. And so I tell you again, go to InfoWars.com, order the highest quality DVDs, order Invisible Empire, order Police State for the Rise of FEMA, make copies of them and get them out to everyone you know, especially Fall of the Republic. I mean, I watched that film and I can't believe I made it. It's so powerful. But it's just the truth. And we chart the whole thing. Now is the time to expose these globalists. Now is the time to get these films out. This is history.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.